This is episode 2154 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity in what is sure to be an eventful day. If you live here in the United States, it is Election Day. So this might be your only dose of peace today. As you get ready to settle yourself down to do today's meditation, we are on day 3 of our gratitude theme, where each day this week, you are exploring a meditation technique to help you experience more gratitude. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app. You can find 30-minute full guided meditations on the app, as well as a journal and a slowdown guide. The best part is that you can try it for 7 days, absolutely free access to hundreds of themes. Exploring a particular theme for a full week, day in and day out, using different meditation techniques, really helps you to notice improvement in your life. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode. I'll share with you a little insight in regard to gratitude in your life. And then I'll share with you a journey from a fellow meditator who listens to the podcast just like you do. And then you'll be guided in a meditation using a breathing technique to calm your mind and body. You have a weekly challenge this week, and I wonder how it's going. Your challenge is to express gratitude to someone every single day. And if you find it hard to reach out to someone to share gratitude in a text, an email, a phone call, or especially in a letter, no worries. Because research shows that even if you don't reach out to someone to let them know you're grateful for them in your life, you still receive the benefits of gratitude simply by reflecting on someone and feeling grateful for them. There's also research that shows that when people journal, when they journal about gratitude, the benefits of journaling extend for several weeks after even one journaling gratitude session. Those people who journal and express emotions about a painful experience can sometimes find they ruminate on that experience and that it can be hard to let that experience go. So thinking about an experience, writing about the experience, talking about the experience deepens the pain of the experience sometimes. It can also help release the experience. The key is to not let your emotions spiral so far downward that you find that you get caught up in the pain all over again. When you find that you are slowly improving how you respond to a painful event or experience, then you know you're on the right track to recovery. And one way to make sure you don't spiral downward into ruminating, which can cause anxiety and depression, is by expressing your emotions and then reflecting on gratitude. Because the gratitude is going to lift you up and help you keep perspective and give you hope. You probably know people, and maybe you do this yourself, where someone talks about the same painful situation again and again and again, and they don't seem to be able to lift themselves out of that painful state. You may notice this with yourself as well. So when you focus on what you're grateful for, this is going to help you keep perspective. So as you go through Election Day in the United States, I know we have listeners from all over the world, so we appreciate any positive thoughts you send our way today. But as you hear the election results begin to roll in and the big emotions surrounding this particular election, you're going to hear all kinds of sensationalized news. Feel grateful that we have such an engaged, dynamic political election process happening this year. Many years previous, the election process has been so complacent. So people care now. They care deeply. And that's a good thing. And regardless of who is elected, there are going to be some pros and some cons. If you can focus more on gratitude, that is going to help you see possibilities. It's going to help you problem solve if you are worried about any kind of situation resulting from this election. Clarity and mental focus is pivotal in times of crisis. So stay grateful and stay peaceful. This is true strength. So as you get ready to settle yourself down, let me introduce you to a fellow meditator. This message is from Lisa, who wrote a while ago. She says she's so happy to have found the podcast and now the app. She said that her life has been transformed by meditation as she seeks to find her authentic self, to center herself, and to focus on stress reduction. I've been diagnosed with SIBO, a gut dysfunction caused by bacteria in the small intestine. Coping with it, working toward eradicating it, the social isolation due to food restriction, and other life changes have been tough to navigate. But your daily meditations have helped me to continue to change my perspective and self-talk, work on my breathing, and grow in my healing, mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing your journey. Now let's do a little healing for our mind, body, and spirit together. As you sit straight, close your eyes and gently uplift them. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you notice tension. Reflect on what you need most right now. Do you need healing in your mind, in your body, or to uplift your spirit? Maybe you need all these areas soothed. Maybe there's one particular area you'd like to focus on. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose and gently, evenly exhale through your nose. Think about something you're currently feeling tense about. And notice the reaction in your body. And know that it's okay to feel tense about things happening in the world and happening in your life. Know that it's a natural process. And now, balance this tension with gratitude. Think about something you're grateful for in your life. And on your next inhale, breathe in the gratitude. Draw it inward and upward through your nose. As you exhale, release fear, sadness, worry. Beautiful. Again, bring to mind something you're grateful for and inhale it through your nose. And as you exhale, release fear and tension. Very nice. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you can do this breath at any point today when you begin to feel nervous or stressed. You are so worth slowing down for.